This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Hey,
what's going on? How's everybody today?
Another gorgeous day outside.
God, isn't it though, man?
God's country.
What is it, like, almost 50?
It's nice.
Out there?
You know what? It's brisk.
It's a brisk
sort of day, and I love it.
You know what I did today? I turned my heater off and rolled down the window.
Oh.
In the car.
That's always nice. Crank up some tunes.
I thought
maybe some Bertie Higgins, so that maybe a Key Largo sort of thing.
No. I was listening to my sports.
Oh, you were sports. Wow,
I'm a sports guy.
Look at you sportsing hard.
Yeah, I mostly sports in the car.
Yeah, but when the window's down, I feel like that's like a Springsteen sort of day. Or in your case, like Yacht Rock.
You turn it like
some Hall & Oates maybe?
You know, every once in a while I bust out, I flip on KMHD because what? I'm in that mood. What?
What?
KMHD.
What's that?
Local, it's like jazz.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Jazz radio.
How old are you?
You don't know KMHD?
You're listening to smooth jazz, you're listening to The Quiet Store.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yes, now, every once in a while, but that's usually at night. If I listen to music, I will need to be driving long distances.
Oh, road trip sort of style.
Yeah, like for example, I was just up in Port Orchard, you know, I told you that?
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
Sure.
That's when you rock out.
Well, you got to have...
Because you can get into a flow. It's 2.5 hour drive, you know.
Yeah, you get into a rhythm. I like doing a playlist.
But around town...
If I'm going on long drives. No, you don't...
I'm a sports guy.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I like sports as well.
And I like my NPR sometimes, but it's getting too... I can't handle all the election stuff.
The political discourse, if you will. AOC and Bernie and that whole thing.
I'm over it all. Yeah.
See, on nicer days, I'm with you. I do sports quite a bit. Dirt and Sprague, I listen to on my way in.
Yeah, they're sports.
They're sports, but I will tell you that the nicer the weather gets...
Couple of sports guys.
The less sports I get and the more crank up some tunes.
Yeah?
Yeah, and if the windows are down...
That's a mood, man.
That is 100% I'm turning on the tunes. Although I did not have my window down today. That did not happen. So I sportsed on the way in. I dirt and sprayed it.
It's one of those deals where it's like, I'm going to look up the temp here, okay, on my phone.
I'm going to say 57.
Whoa.
I'm going to take a stab at it.
I think it's colder than that. But
really?
Let me check.
I was outside today and...
54.
Oh, see?
You're pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close.
I would have said 51, 52.
No, I
would have said 53.
I'm in jeans and a long sleeve t-shirt.
Nah, 54.
And was quite comfortable. And I feel like if it was closer to 50, maybe I wish maybe it was a little thicker shirt.
Isn't it funny how you...
You got a feel.
You will... Yeah, like I was in the car. I'm like, oh, heater's too hot. I turn that off.
Yeah.
And roll down, get some air.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so nice out. And then you shed your jacket and you're like, God, it's 75 degrees out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't it funny how it's only 54, but it feels so warm.
Yeah.
But then when you're used to warm and you feel 54, you're like, ooh, it's so cool.
See, I don't wear jackets very often because, like, today I left and I'm leaving the house for work. I'm just getting in my car and I can have the temperature whatever I want. Park right by the door. I'm walking in. The only time I'd wear a jacket is literally the 10 steps I have from the my car to the office door. And I don't feel the need because then once I get in the car, whether I'm wearing a jacket or not, you crank up the heat and then you're hot and you want to take the jacket off. So very rarely, if I'm just doing a daily commute, am I a jacket guy? I don't feel the need. I feel it's just it's an extra layer that is unnecessary. Superfluous, if you will.
All right. Thanks for your hot.
There you go.
Your hot jacket habits.
Sorry, Andy Carson, but I don't need a jacket.
Right.
Not going to wear it.
Right. I got a question about this Greg Robinson guy.
Yeah, he was a bust.
Yeah, so he's been in Cleveland, but he sucks. Is that?
He has not been very good.
Is that how I?
He has not been very good. Just in
but
general.
He was like the number two overall pick.
Yeah, yeah. I think he came out of Baylor, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
I thought he was Auburn.
Was it Auburn? Oh yeah, there was another bust right around that same year that was the Auburn guy. God, what was his name? Now it's going to drive me nuts because he was a bust and there was a big tackle from Baylor that was a bust too. Might have been the same year. But yeah, I think you're
man,
right.
Man, you don't know.
He is Auburn.
You don't know anything. Auburn?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Greg Robinson.
Yes.
Offensive lineman, 27 years of age.
Yeah, he was drafted by the Rams and then I think he spent some time in Detroit maybe and now Cleveland.
Number two overall pick, 2014, out of Auburn by the Rams. You're correct on all those fronts. Last 2 years, Browns, and then he's going to be a free agent now because, well, as you said, he's not any good.
No, and he's been arrested. Jason Smith is who I was thinking of.
Jason Smith.
Jason Smith
was
the guy.
That is a generic name.
Out of Baylor, and he was also round one, pick two. And what year was Greg Robinson drafted? 2014. Smith before, he was 2009. He was also the second pick, and
also what? Bad.
Yeah.
He also arrested for massive quantities of marijuana.
No, but both with the St. Louis Rams. So, yeah, the Rams not doing so well.
Both Rams draft picks. Yeah. I don't remember Jason Smith.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Again, wasn't very good. So he played for the Jets, the Saints. Anyway, bottom line is
what a loser.
It's harder to pick offensive linemen than ever.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, this guy goes down to Mexico to get his weed.
Yes.
Greg Robinson.
Which, by the way, just come to Washington or Oregon or Denver.
Well, it's probably cheaper in Mexico.
Or anywhere else.
I'm beginning to pick up what this guy's laying down. Okay, so he goes to Mexico to get a bunch of weed because it's probably super cheap.
Sure.
And he's doing this. I'm walking through this in my head. I think he's doing this. I don't know where he lives, but he's probably doing this because it's legal wherever he lives or he goes to wherever it's legal. And then he distributes and he makes a bunch of money.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Am I wrong about this, Bill?
Why do you need to make... You're in the NFL and you've been in the NFL for a while.
That is a good question. I don't know. But maybe he's broke. Maybe he's blown all his money. I don't know what Greg Robinson's got going on.
Let's look and see what he's pulling down.
I have queries.
Yeah.
My query would be, if you are... And I get it's obviously still against the law federally, which is why he's in hot water.
Sure.
Because he was caught at the Mexican border, one of the checkpoints at in Texas.
He was scheduled to make $5.5 million this year.
Did he make that?
Well, not anymore.
Because mean this upcoming season?
This upcoming season, I think he was scheduled.
Well,
to
somebody
make
will pay him, right? They'll get him some dough.
Well, I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens here. Well, he's going to get suspended. You can't get arrested at the border with. And the best part of the story, because when I first saw it, did you see what the headline was?
No.
He got arrested with, and this is in the headline, quote, a lot of weed. I don't know how much a lot of weed is, but I'm guessing that that's a significant amount if you're getting hit with a lot of weed.
I wonder if they have a chart for that where the cop looks at that and goes, man, you can't smoke all that.
That's a lot.
Let me
of
go
weed.
To my chart.
Butt ton, you know, butt S ton. Load. You know.
Intent to distribute is what he got. And these are federal charges.
Yeah.
But at the same time, isn't that kind of bunk, you know? I mean,
no,
I get it's against the law federally, but
it's really not bunk.
It's like, I see what he's doing. He's going to Mexico. He's getting cheap weed. He's bringing it back and he's selling it where it's legal. Meanwhile, he forgets. Well, one, he was obviously trying to smuggle it in.
Yeah.
You can't do.
No, you can't do that.
But two, it's a federal crime still. But it's just kind of like, man.
Look, if you're dumb enough to go down to Mexico by, quote,
well, nobody's arguing that he's not dumb.
A lot of weed and then try
But is this the worst thing in the world?
No, but it's certainly not the best thing in the world. I mean, look,
I'm not saying it's the best.
Look, you can't. It is ridiculous.
This guy's great.
It is ridiculous that he's going to do
this
some.
Is the
he's
going
to do some serious. Look,
exactly.
It's the dumbest serious
okay.
thing you can do. How
so
about
we got
that?
We got there. We
yes.
got there. We agree on this. We
yes.
have found common ground.
Yes.
Your initial denials were futile. We are on the same page here. It's not. I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
It's freaking weed.
I'm going with
and
that.
It's cheaper in Mexico. Big deal.
Well, don't buy
God.
Don't buy a ton of it then.
Yes, he's an idiot. But I don't know. What did you think he had it like strapped into his front seat or something? Or like
my guess.
Did
is,
it say where they found it?
It didn't. The article I read said that he was just stopped at the border on a secondary search and that he had, quote, a lot of weed. And I think that was in one of the New York papers that I saw. I saw it on Twitter.
Secondary search is like when they just pick you randomly. Because every time I go through there.
I've been secondary searched one time, and it was horrific. And it was because we had flowers in the back of the car.
Yeah.
We went up years ago.
They don't like that.
And this was for Canada, not Mexico. I've never been secondary searched in Mexico. But we were coming back. My daughter's 16th birthday, we took her up to Canada to see some hockey. She wanted to go up there, see her favorite team. And we were coming back, and we had like a flower arrangement that my wife had got her for her birthday with like some balloons and whatever. And I got Captain America at the border, you know, who just, you know, he was like,
protecting our borders.
Yeah. He was like, what did you go up to Canada for? So it was my daughter's birthday, and we were going to see some hockey. Who was playing? I was like, the Blackhawks. And then he just kept going on.
Then he busted out his hot NHL takes on you?
Well, no, but he asked me like what time the game was. And I was like, I don't know. Was it like at seven? At 7? And he was like, what was it? Because I was like 5, 6, 7. He's like, well, which one was? And I was like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, we got this.
He pulls out his pocket NHL schedule.
It was ridiculous. I was like, my Lord. And then he goes, do you have anything to declare? And I said, we have some souvenirs. You know, we bought.
I declare you a douche.
Yeah, jackets or whatnot. Do you have any plants, seeds, you know, fruit or whatever? And I said, no. And then right then, you could tell he's just waiting for it. And then he's like, what's that in the back? I'm like, what do you mean? You say you didn't have any plants. I was like, oh, they're flowers we bought for my daughter. And he goes, well, that's a plant. And he's like, here you go. Secondary search, like 2.5 hours later.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was livid.
So now he searches everything. So,
well, you can't be there, right? Like, so they take you in. Like, you don't get to be there.
Where do you go?
So they pull you aside.
A Mexican prison?
Well, it's Canada.
So that's right.
So they pull you aside at the Peace.
They don't take you down to Mexico?
No, it's the Peace Arch. You go over by the Peace Arch, and, you know, so I'm just standing there like you have to go inside. So you're not allowed to watch the search or whatever. So you just go inside, and they've got like some popcorn and some free coffee and whatnot. And they're like, it'll just be a moment. No, it won't. 2.5 hours later, they come back in and tell us that it's all clear. All because we had a flower arrangement for my daughter's birthday. And apparently, I was off by an hour or two on what time the gall darn hockey game started.
Well, you lied about there being a plant in the car, sir. And there was a plant right there in his sight.
So all I'm saying is that if that is what can lead to a secondary search, I'm guessing Greg Robinson nervously sweating with his lots of marijuana was probably real easy to spot.
Sir, do you have any plants? Yes, I mean, no.
No, wait. What's your favorite color? Blue, right?
Well, anytime I read these things about guys and weed,
yeah,
it's like, whatever. Idiot, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. And it sounds like you and I agree on this.
Well, yes, weed is...
There's your first segment.
Weed is ridiculous.
Thank you.
First and foremost. And I've said many times, I think alcohol causes more problems than weed, and you're allowed to have alcohol.
Somebody did say you cannot buy the Mexican Coronas and bring them here and sell them. So you can't.
Really?
I don't know.
Wait, is Mexican Corona different than...
Yeah.
What's the difference? I've had Mexican Corona. Am I...
Yeah, they're different.
How? Like more alcohol?
Don't know that.
Huh. Okay. Well, important safety note. Don't do that. That's on you. I get that it's a dumb law, but it's still on you for being dumb.
Yeah, it is.
For buying that amount of weed. And by the way, how hard is it to get weed, Greg Robinson? You're worth millions of dollars.
Again.
How hard is it to get weed?
He sees opportunity. He's a businessman. It's cheaper in Mexico. That's where you get the cheap stuff. It's called margins.
Then get an unladen swallow then, and they carry the weed. Maybe two of them and like a string, carries it across.
Yeah, you're Greg Robinson. Hire somebody to do that ass.
Exactly. Who was it that had the fall guy? Was it Chris Carter? Wasn't he the one that said you always have to have a fall guy?
Yeah.
Why don't you have someone in the car with you that's like, no, sir, that's my weed. All of it? Yes. Every last bit of it. And Greg Robinson did not know that I had, quote, lots of weed. And by the way, I need to know what a lot of weed is because your definition of a lot of weed may be different than mine. And do you think somewhere Nate Newton is upset? Because remember, former Cowboys lineman Nate Newton got busted with a...
Cocaine.
No, it was weed.
I thought it was blow.
No, weed. But this was years ago when it was still like, for whatever reason, it was still bad. He got busted with a van, like an entire van of weed. And when they asked him why, he said that he was really competitive. And he said, just like he wanted to be the best offensive lineman, if he was going to deal weed, he wanted to be the best. That's the sort of commitment to excellence that I like out of my drug dealers and football players. So I want to know if Nate Newton is somewhere, like, if he's upset that if Greg Robinson got caught with more weed than he did. He's like, that's not a lot of weed.
Okay.
I had a lot of weed.
Nate Newton, 175 pounds of sticky.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Wow.
See, that's what I want to know. Greg Robinson, a lot of weed. Was it Nate Newton amounts of weed? Because if not.
I don't think it was. It couldn't have been that much, right?
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then there was another time he was arrested with 213 pounds of weed in a van.
That's like you of weed.
Yeah.
He had you.
Yeah, he had one of me.
He had a ROP full of weed that he just had in the back of his van. You can't do that. And I'm guessing, too, that
well, but
smells
nowadays,
a bit.
I know you can't do that, but nowadays that wouldn't be viewed as bad. I mean, wonder what kind of jail time did. I mean, I know Nate Newton had some issues, but. And again, that's too much. You're distributing, and it's, I get it, the whole thing. But is it really viewed the same now?
I think if you get caught with 200 pounds of weed at the border, I do believe it's still viewed as the same.
I mean, that was 20 years ago.
I still think it's probably viewed as the same. You can't.
Not to me.
It's not good.
I have evolved. Well, nobody's saying it's not good, Jason. It's we've changed our views on marijuana.
Yes, we have.
And so I think Nate Newton should be pardoned by Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, just contribute.
Just like Eddie DeBartolo.
Contribute a bunch of money. I think Nate Newton's doing great. He got like that stomach surgery, and he's lost like 180 pounds or something.
Well, he was also, I'm reading about him, he was also busted for cocaine.
Oh.
With intent to distribute. So that happened too. Mm. But, you know, he went through his issue. I mean, I know he had a drug problem, but I think he's better now. Yeah. He looks better.
Yeah, he's all skinny and, you know.
Never recognize him.
No, you never would. Like, he was a big fat butt when he played. But I love Nate Newton. Those Cowboy offensive line, that with the Emmitt Smith days, that was maybe the most famous offensive line, at least of my lifetime. Like, you had the old Hog Mollies with the Redskins. We had, like, Joe Jacoby and those guys and Russ Grimm. But those Cowboy offensive lines were legendary.
Now, let me ask you another question real quick here.
Yeah, go for it.
Because somebody texted, it's not the drug friends, it's the drug business. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, the drug business is legal in a lot of states.
Sure.
So if I were to illegally bring marijuana across from Mexico and get it home to Oregon.
Is it then legal?
Can I sell it then?
I'm going to say no. I think.
I don't think so either.
I'm not in the weed business, but I think you probably have to prove where your weed is.
Yeah.
Like, grown.
You got to have like a license and everything.
Yeah. Believe me.
I have a license to sell on 33rd and Burnside.
It's right there on the corner. I don't think it's the wild, wild west. I think the weed business has a lot of, you know. And I mean, like, you don't travel with it. Like, if you're getting on an airplane, like, I don't.
That's illegal too, right?
I don't know, but
like,
I don't mess with it.
To friends in states that don't. Have legal weed? Is that legal?
I don't know.
I don't do it. But
you get weed, you buy it here.
Asking
you,
for a friend.
Buy it here, keep it here.
Yeah, say come here and smoke it.
There you go.
Get all high.
Yeah, so we say you can't cross straight lines with weed.
No, I know that. But once I get my weed to Oregon where it is legal, can I then sell it?
No, I'm gonna go ahead.
Even
and
if
sell
I have a license, I'm gonna get a license just for the hell of it.
I don't think you are, but let's.
I'm gonna get a permit.
See what happens.
Come permit guy. All right, we start sports talk with NFL quarterback talk next on The Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Poll question today, as always, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. It is a family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. You can go to 1080thefan.com. Now, this one, I'm not happy with my work today.
No?
No, I'm not. But it's. I thought about it for far too long, and then I'm sitting there going, well, why am I thinking so much about a poll question? And nothing else came to mind today, so this is what you get today.
Okay.
Okay. And it's designed to launch into a question I have for you.
All right. A springboard, if you will.
Yeah, and that's kind of the whole idea.
All right.
Right? Get a little poll question, get a little...
Let's triple Lutz this thing into whatever the hell conversation you're going to have.
We'll get some sponsor reads in here. Okay. We'll get everybody voting, get a little frenzy fired up, and then we'll talk about it.
All right.
Sports talk.
We'll talk. No big whoop. We'll talk.
Which would you rather have? Mobile quarterback with average skills.
Yeah.
Immobile quarterback who can sling it.
Ooh.
Okay, so I like that. I like that reaction. That makes me feel better.
It's intriguing.
Yeah, I go back and forth on it. You know what I mean, obviously, with it.
Sure.
I think you have to think about this for a second, because I think initially people will go immobile quarterback who can sling it.
Yeah.
Because you think of like Drew Brees or Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. These guys were not mobile at all, but they were the greats.
Yeah.
So you initially want to say that, but
if you're talking high, so if you're going to go high end there, to me, the high end on the other side is like Lamar Jackson.
That's right. That's right. So which would you rather have? And the reason I wanted to ask that is because Teddy Bridgewater is in the news because Drew Brees announced he's coming back to the Saints.
Sure.
And the Saints have already said that they're hitching their wagon to the
Taysom Hill.
To Taysom Hill, who is the mobile guy. Mm-hmm. See, this is a Teddy Bridgewater type question, in a sense that you've had the Chargers coach come out and say, hey, we're going to give a real look to Tyrod Taylor,
yeah,
who's been a career backup in the NFL.
Yep.
Definition of mobile quarterback average skills, right? Mm-hmm. And that's probably being nice. Taysom Hill, we don't know. Maybe it's above average skills, but on paper, he's mobile. You can do a lot of things with him, but average skills as a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
But then you have Teddy Bridgewater, who has shown on multiple instances that he is, while he's not that mobile, he is, he's an excellent quarterback, better than those other two.
Sure.
But the movement is, and this is where the question comes in, is are we going to get to the point where we are actually overdoing it to get a mobile quarterback when a better quarterback is overlooked?
Boy, that is it's an interesting...
It already feels like we're headed that way.
It's an interesting conversation in the fact that I don't think that I ever would have said, I would have never even considered this, right? If you would have asked me this question
right
2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I would have laughed.
Right.
I was a firm believer that the mobile quarterback was just, the game was designed to win from the pocket. It just was. And the rules are set up to throw the football, and we just haven't seen anyone break through in that area. Cam Newton was the closest thing. Cam Newton won an MVP. Cam Newton got to a Super Bowl. We've seen some other, you know, Michael Vick had some success, but, you know, everyone makes Michael Vick out to be this revolutionary guy in the NFL, and it did kind of change the way some people perceive that position, but Michael Vick never had any great success. They had one really good playoff run where they beat the Packers, and then after that, there wasn't a whole lot there. Maybe something would have happened if not for the dog thing. But I do think that with the way you protect quarterbacks now, and kind of there seems to be a switch back to kind of the run game, and we've seen the plus one run game with the quarterback now, and RPOs kind of come into it. I think for the very first time, I think you have to take a long, hard look at that. That being said, I still think if you're going to give me the elites, so I get immobile quarterback that can sling it and he's elite, or the mobile quarterback that is okay.
You're adding qualifiers, though.
The Lamar Jackson, I think I would. If you're asking me that I can take the elite of the elites, I'm taking the pocket
Here's what I'm giving you. He's not elite, okay? He's not. I mean, of course, you're going to take an elite quarterback every time. That's ridiculous. Let me put names to it.
Okay.
Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor. Or Teddy Bridgewater. Right? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
In today's game,
you try to do something with the mobile guy?
I would do something with the mobile guy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think it's ridiculous, or at least at first glance, I was like, man, Teddy Bridgewater, because somebody on ESPN said that he believes that Jeremy Fowler is an NFL reporter, mm-hmm. said that Bridgewater could get over $30 million a year now.
Yeah.
Because Brees is back to the Saints, so Bridgewater's leaving. He's in, you know, he's going to be coveted. But at the same time, you've got these coaches. Well, one, the Saints don't want to keep him.
No.
But again, that's as a backup, so understand that. But they're choosing Hill over him as the backup. And then you've got a Chargers coach who's saying, yeah, we'll probably just go with Tyrod Taylor, when they could certainly stop the bleeding with Teddy Bridgewater, who's a much better quarterback, right? And Anthony Lynn, the coach of the Chargers, has said, you're dead if you have a quarterback who can't move around.
Yeah, and Bridgewater, so in those five games that Brees was gone, they were 5-0. He completed 68% of his passes. He had 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. So
he was really good. He was good with Minnesota, and he's back from his injury, and he's good now.
Yep.
Teddy Bridgewater is good. Remember when I declared that?
Yeah, I do.
I do declare.
Yes.
Teddy Bridgewater is a good quarterback. And, now, $30 million.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
It is, but maybe that plays a role in why Sean Payton is choosing Taysom Hill. But Sean Payton even said before Drew Brees made his decision that they were going with Taysom Hill.
Exactly. And this is why.
Yeah.
And I think that's fascinating. Now, for a backup quarterback, I understand you maybe need to let Bridgewater go.
Sure.
But if you're choosing between Bridgewater or Hill to eventually replace Brees,
they're going Hill.
I think it's wild that they're going with Hill. I see why, too.
I think there is an element that if you are going to, I'm trying to think of the, like, let's say Ryan Tannehill, right? Although Tannehill's not necessarily immobile, but you know what I mean. He's not.
Yeah, he's not running much.
He's an athletic guy. I mean, played receiver, but, you know, he's not lighting the world on fire with his legs, right? He's going to be more the stereotypical guy that's standing in the pocket. If you're talking that versus someone of the same, you know, Taysom Hill, right? I understand why people are going mobile. I really do. And I think that the innovative guys, the Sean Paytons of the world, I think this intrigues them very much. And I think this boils down to the way the game is changing and the way it's played and the belief that you can keep these guys healthy now. I really do. I think that the idea that you don't have to have your mobile quarterback murdered anymore has changed a lot of people's views. And the fact that more college systems are coming into play. And remember, the mobile quarterback is easier to adapt to the NFL life. Like if you say, okay, I've only got 2 years to succeed. Like if I'm a coach and my ass is on the line, and in the NFL, 1 or 2 years gets you fired. And you say, I got to get a guy that's a college quarterback, that's a pocket guy, and it's going to take me a little bit to really groom him in an NFL system to be a true pocket guy. Or I get a mobile guy that I can come in and do some different stuff with right away. The mobile guy is going to have more success. He is. It's easier to win early as a mobile quarterback. And I think that's coming into play as well. And that guys need someone that can come in and play right now. So that sort of system in the college game making more inroads, I think has gone a long way into this idea. You mentioned Anthony Lynn and the Chargers. How many more years does he get of not making the playoffs before he's fired?
One.
Yeah. And so he has to have a guy that can come in and hit the ground running right now. And, you know, give me the athletic guy that can beat you with his arm, but more importantly, can make up for a bad offensive line. The Chargers had.
It's like the RG3 theory.
Exactly. The Chargers had, from Pro Football Focus, it was one of the worst offensive lines. Now, a lot of this was injury related, but it was one of the worst offensive lines over the last decade in the NFL. And if you've got Phillip Rivers back there, what the hell are you going to do? So I'm thinking, God, I got one more year. My ass is fired. I don't know what my offensive line is going to be like. I better have a guy that can extend some plays and pick up some first downs and run around a little bit. I can't have someone that I need to learn and groom to be a true pocket quarterback. It takes too long.
Okay, well, when we come back, we'll tie it into this Justin Herbert maybe going to the Dolphins story that's out there. But I also wonder how much you think teams will want these new guys like Burrow. See, the thing about this poll question, why it's flawed, is it's really hard to just say it's A or B.
Sure.
A lot of these guys.
Well, it's individual.
It's not just mobile. Yeah. It's just buying time. You need to be able to buy time. You need to be able to move around enough to buy time. It doesn't mean you have to be fast. It doesn't mean you have to be Lamar Jackson. But I think, the question is how much will teams want Joe Burrow or Tua or even Justin Herbert to run?
Yeah.
And I think that's a fascinating question. Like, what? How do they see these guys as the NFL is shifting its sort of desires towards the super athletic quarterback? How do they see guys who are a little bit athletic, but can also sling it?
But I do think the days of the true, the kind of the statue quarterback, the Joe Flaccos,
they're over.
I think those are over.
They are absolutely over.
I think that's a dying breed.
All right. That's next. And will Justin Herbert go to Miami ahead of Tua? But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
You know, anytime you do a show in Portland, Oregon, you're going to have somebody who knows what they're talking about when it comes to weed.
So, weed guy, anytime we talk about weed, weed bros.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, I mean, we've got weed bros aplenty out there.
Sure.
So all weed is accounted for from seed to sale. Each strain is tracked from when it's grown to when it's sold to a dispensary. So I cannot sell my weed from Mexico.
No, you may not.
Even though it's here in legal here in Oregon.
Well, you can, but it's illegal.
Right.
I can't just go sell weed on a corner.
Yeah. Yeah, and I knew that. It's just, kind of the ins and outs,
Sure.
you can't legally ship it. I wonder what happens if they catch somebody from Oregon, like, sending off a little do-si-do to old man.
Well, someone said...
You know, in wherever, Massachusetts or whatever.
Yeah, someone said they worked for the post office, and they said that a lot of packages, sometimes they're so, like, pungent,
right,
they get flagged and confiscated. But
yeah,
there was a... I don't know about we, but there was a thing, 60 Minutes did a piece on the U.S. Postal Service a couple months back about how that's where everyone gets their drugs. It's just through the Postal Service.
Right.
That it's not just weed, but like pills, like fentanyl, like stuff that's like killing people. And they're ordered from over in China, and China's just using the Postal Service.
That's right.
They said like FedEx and stuff like that has...
That's different.
It's harder, but they're like the Postal Service is like, just ship it there.
That's right.
Yeah, you're getting deadly drugs shipped to your house.
So, yeah, so as long as you know... disguise it, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
But even if they do find it, like, what is it? That's like using the federal mail system, you know, and then federal the weeds against the law federally. I mean, I would imagine you could be in hot water just for sending just a little dabble of weed over to somebody in another state. You know what I mean? I mean, like, that's...
Well, I knew someone,
I wonder if they would, like, be cool about that.
I knew someone who sent, back east, they sent their mom a, like, for her birthday or Mother's Day, They sent him like a weed pen and some cartridges.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. So you're just, it's pretty innocent, right?
Sure.
From a legal state. Now everybody knows you can't do it, but you know, it happens all the time. Sure.
Well,
so I wonder what those, like, if you get caught doing that, are they going to hammer you, or are they going to be like, all right, technically we could
parking ticket.
We could charge you with this, but come on, we know what you're doing.
Come on, son.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you should try that and see what happens.
Nah, I'm good. When it comes to that sort of thing, I mind my P's and Q's.
Like, Me too. It's not worth the risk.
I don't need to catch any charges.
Yeah.
Like someone was like, I was talking to someone once and they were saying like when they travel, like they bring weed. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, like I know people that do that.
I'm like, are you kidding me? And like, where are you going that you can't find weed? Like where, especially if you're going like internationally, that's all there is weed. Hey, you want some party favors? What do you want? I was once offered weed, coke, and prostitutes with my wife in the span of like 7 seconds. Like anything you want.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Honey, No.
How dare you?
Yeah, so what?
Now how do we view Damon Stoudemire and all those guys? You know,
I know, like the yellow Hummer and all that.
Well, Stoudemire had a little bit in tinfoil, like trying to get through security. Like, you know?
And still... Well, the NBA, no one cares anymore. But, you know, the NFL, you can still get the Josh Gordon, right? Josh Gordon's career has been ruined because he can't stay off the weed. Stephen A. Smith, stay off the weed.
So we were talking about Justin Herbert, and it sounds like there's a report in the Miami Herald that the Dolphins are liking him.
Yeah.
And it just basically says the team is thinking that – their view of him is increasingly positive, whatever that means. That could be a smokescreen. Who knows?
Yeah, no, around this time of the year, you outside of it seems like Joe Burrow, number one, unless he decides to pull an Eli Manning. Outside of that, who the hell knows what's going to happen in the draft?
I just wonder what if you go Tua and Burrow can move a little bit and Herbert, like, I wonder what that kind of quarterback who 10 years ago they get drafted. In the NFL, they're not running much.
No.
You know, they're probably like Rodgers. Like, Rodgers can tuck it and run.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's not his. I mean, that's his last
resort. He's a mobile guy. He's not a running guy.
Right. Now, Russell Wilson's a little different. Mm-hmm. He's a dual threat guy. Like, Lamar Jackson's a dual threat guy. These guys are kind of hybrids. And so now that the game has evolved and they love these dual threat guys more and these mobile guys more, I wonder how much those guys, Herbert, Tua, Burrow, and the like, Jordan Love is one of these, mm-hmm. how much they're going to be viewed as runners and how much they're going to be asked to run.
Yeah, it's interesting because at Oregon, Herbert was not asked to run. You know, the idea was that, you know, he got hurt. He had the broken collarbone on a running play, but you know he's certainly capable of it. Herbert is a better athlete than people give him credit for. He's not Josh Allen or anything like that because he's not, you know, he's not physically built that way. He's not a skinny guy, but, you know, he's not a guy that, you know, he's lean. And so I wouldn't imagine him being that running guy, but he's a better athlete than you give him credit for.
Wait, very much so. There's a lot of guys like that, though. Like, Daniel Jones tucks and runs every now and then.
Sure.
But he ain't. I mean, that's not. I just think that the element, the weapon of the quarterback mobility and the quarterback kind of buying time and the quarterback having that tuck and run capability. That weapon is becoming increasingly abundant.
Well, if you look,
even if you have just a little bit of it, you really want to utilize it more than teams normally do.
Yeah. Well, think about the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Number one, Patrick Mahomes, right? He's wrecking the league. And we know that Patrick Mahomes is a very mobile guy. He's not viewed as a run first guy, far from it, right? But we saw, like, especially in the playoffs, he can take it and run it when he wants to. In the Super Bowl, they had him in the plus one run game all the time. I would say number two quarterback in the league, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, to me, is the future of the NFL because he can do both. Russell Wilson is the most complete quarterback. And as good as Patrick Mahomes is, I think if you flipped him teams, I think Russell Wilson is still viewed as the better quarterback. So,
well, Deshaun Watson is this way.
And Deshaun Watson is
Kyler
this way.
Kyler Murray is this
Kyler
way.
Kyler Murray is this way. Even Aaron Rodgers. Like you said, Aaron, right now he's getting a little up there, but Aaron Rodgers is a very, very mobile guy.
But that's not. But they don't utilize it. That's what I'm saying. They don't utilize it as much of a weapon.
No,
like they do with obviously Lamar is the extreme example. But Josh Allen runs too.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying if you go through the top five, well, then you get to, you know, if you want to put Breeze and Brady in there. But I think you go through the first five, six quarterbacks, and then obviously Lamar Jackson. It's been 1 year, but Lamar Jackson is an MVP. You have to put him in that conversation. The top five, six quarterbacks in the league are all guys that aren't even just like mobile guys. They're all guys that can beat you with their
legs.
Exactly,
which is why I wonder if like the Rams have buyer's remorse on Jared Goff right now.
Yeah.
Or a guy like Justin Herbert is drafted, and he's utilized a little bit different in today's game because of what you just said.
Yeah.
As opposed to 10 years ago. I guess we don't have an answer. We don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. But there are also some old school NFL coaches that they don't want him to run because they don't want him to get hurt.
Yep. There's still always going to be that belief of you. It's not about staying healthy for six games or even 1 year. It's about staying healthy for 15 years and being a.
But there are a lot of guys that do that run and stay healthy.
Yep.
You know, it's how you avoid contact. It's when you know to throw it away, when you know to get out of bounds.
And that still concerns me about Lamar Jackson, to be honest with you. Lamar Jackson gets hit a lot. He takes more shots than any of those guys. Deshaun Watson gets hit a lot too, mainly because his offensive line is warmed over garbage, and I think his quarterback coach is an idiot. His head coach is Bill O'Brien, but that concerns me, and maybe not even necessarily in the short term. But the Cam Newton is a freak of nature. Cam Newton is a physical specimen, maybe the best specimen to ever play quarterback in the NFL. And what is Cam's? Cam 30? Or was that where we're, are we 30, 31 for Cam?
I think he's 31, Bill.
Let's take a look at what Cam's got going on. 30 years of age. He'll be 30 this year, though.
31.
You know, this is his 30. When the season starts, he'll be 31. Some people think that Cam Newton may already be done. And the best days are behind him.
Brady's 43
exactly.
And still slinging it.
And that is still my concern. And
that's a good point.
I don't think you have it with Russ. I don't think you have it with, as much as Russell Wilson runs, it amazes me how durable he is. And he's played years where he's been beat up a little bit, but I just don't think he gets hit as much as those guys. Patrick Mahomes is this way. So that would still be my fear, is that if you have a guy that runs a true plus one run game, like what they do with Lamar Jackson, that still is my concern, that you are always one hit away. And remember, if you're a running back, your receiver, your tight end, whatever, you know, you get a little sublux shoulder, you know, you get a tweak knee, you get a bum back, you play through that, right? You know, you take some Vicodin, you take some Toradol, you go into the tent, whatever, you suck it up and you play, you brace it up. You're a quarterback and you get a little bum shoulder. You're a quarterback and the back starts to spasm up on you a little bit. You bust up your hand. It's such a different position because it's like a baseball pitcher, right? If you get a blister on your finger, it can take you out. You can't throw, right? It's not a matter of being tough. Cam Newton is tough. Cam Newton and Ben Roethlisberger are as tough as it comes in the NFL, but you're at that position and you're dealing with nagging injuries. It has a huge impact on your game, a much bigger impact than any other position. So that still scares me if you're taking that many extra hits at that position.
Mobility is the rage. We'll see how it plays out. But Justin Herbert, I would say since the end of, since the Rose Bowl to now, I think his draft stock has improved. Like if you just you know, follow along with what people are saying. Senior Bowl and
it's going up.
All right. Coming up next, baseball on the radio. 3:47 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
How about that? You hear that? That's new show music.
Is that you on the guitar?
Yeah.
You laying down some synth?
Some synth.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, that's me on the synth.
Boy, you're talented.
Boy, that's true.
The drum machine.
Hey, I have a read.
Okay.
Okay.
Or is it a red? What are you doing?
Please read once during your show today.
Okay.
The ESPN Daily Podcast with Mina Kimes. Love her. Do you know her?
I don't know if I'm familiar with her.
She's great. Features Sabrina Ionescu today.
Aha! Sabrina the Basketball Witch, who I am familiar with. And I said, I was talking to someone the other day about this, and they were trying to push back, and I believe this, and it's not a local thing. I'm not a duck honk or anything. I think she is the biggest name in college basketball.
Yeah, I told that to somebody else the other day on the driving range, and it blew their mind.
It's true.
I think it is true.
Find me a male player.
No, I can't.
That has the profile that she has right now.
I will not.
You will. But you can't.
No, I can't. I think you're right about that. And that is amazing to think about.
Yes.
It really is. So today on ESPN Daily, triple-double machine Sabrina Ionescu could have left Oregon for the WNBA. Instead, she returned with one goal, a national championship. Hear the backstory of college basketball's biggest star on ESPN Daily with Mina Kimes.
Now, I will say.
Wait.
Oh, well, there's
not
more.
Done.
There's more.
Subscribe now wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, all right. Where do you get your podcast?
That's a good question.
Radio.com, clearly.
Oh, yeah, radio.com.
Thank you.
Radio.com.
The best is the Rob's like,
actually, I don't know. Like, sometimes, like, I was
listening
to one.
Radio.com, Rob.
I was listening. Beers on Us coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, radio.com. Okay, so I was listening to, what did you say?
Beers on Us.
Oh.
Coming out
on
tomorrow.
Radio.com?
Boy, do we have to take a 2x4 with our message and beat you across the forehead with it?
Well, I just don't.
No,
I don't know.
No, you're not picking up on the subtleties. Mike, thank you. Thank you for paying attention.
Whenever I pull up a podcast, like I was listening to a golf one the other day.
Yeah.
It just, I get it wherever, whatever form it comes, you know, like, I don't know where it comes from. It just hit play and it works.
It comes from radio.com.
It comes from Apple.
Or radio.com.
It comes from Spotify.
And radio.com.
Definitely not Spotify.
It comes from
radio.com.
Radio.com.
Radio.com. You're going to get called in for reconditioning later on in the day. This is like when I kept calling
Reeser. I can't be conditioned.
When I was calling Reeser the big burrito, and I had to sit down with Reeser's Fine Foods and be educated on how there's so much more than frozen burritos. That's coming.
I don't listen to Puckett. Actually, that's a good segue into our next topic.
Oh, and by the way, real quick, while I do think it's awesome that she came back.
Mina?
The basketball witch.
Sabrina Ionescu.
That is a great thing. Going number one in the WNBA isn't the same thing as going number one in the NBA. You're not turning down the same the same kind of money. Like, I wonder.
Very
if,
true.
I wonder, like, and I'm just spitballing, but if she was going to go number one in the WNBA and they're like, hey, by the way, if you come out, not only are you number one, but here's 17 guaranteed $1 million, maybe that changes your opinion
How
a
much
bit.
Money is she going to make in the WNBA?
I think they just raised the max salary, if I'm not mistaken. And I want to say it's now a couple hundred G's. I think
that's
it. Yeah, it's not very much.
And she will get that right away, or like they can't give her like $1 million signing bonus or anything.
I don't think so. I think the top WNBA salaries.
Really?
Now, yeah. Under the current deal, the maximum WNBA salary would increase 83% to $215,000.
Damn.
That's the new one.
She should play in the NBA.
Like, that's the bump.
Way better money.
Before that, the max was 117. So.
Okay, well,
but you know she'll get like a
endorsements.
Nike, she'll get a Nike deal, but that's the God. Now we're talking women's basketball.
She probably already is rich. Oh wait, she plays in the NCAA.
Yeah,
never mind. Rich. I can't say that.
Well, a lot of those players, the WNBA players, it sucks, but they make their money overseas, so they have to play year round. Some of the biggest players in the WNBA go over and play in China and play in Russia.
That's right.
And they can make $1 million. They're still not making millions, but you can go over there and make $1 million playing overseas. and then they come back and play in the WNBA. But it's a year-round grind, and that's really the only way that you can make money.
Are there odds on the women's NCAA tournament?
The Ducks got to be the favorite, right?
I would think.
I mean, they just got done kicking the dog, you know what, out of UConn.
Can you bet on that? You probably can.
Yeah, of course you can bet on it.
Silly question.
Did you just ask if you can bet on the women's tournament?
Well, I can't imagine there's a lot of, a lot of handle there, but you can bet on anything. Okay, I'm going to get that because I might lay some wood on that.
Oh, you going to sling that wood?
I think they're going to win it. They lost last year in the Final Four to Baylor.
Yes.
And then she came back. And, come on. Didn't somebody say the other day they have, like, four of the top, whatever, 10 players in the country
their
team?
They're really good.
I mean, come on, man.
Come on, son. I'm trying to find you some odds.
Yeah, give me some odds. Is it plus money at all? It's probably not. It's probably minus money.
I'm looking here.
Even if it's a little plus money, I'd probably take it.
You take it.
Okay, we'll get to that. We have some things piling up here because there's some late-breaking news on the NFL playoff format. It is going to change, and it could change this season. So we will discuss that. And then I want to talk about baseball on the radio as it pertains to one Major League Baseball team.
Or lack thereof.
Making history. Yes, that's right. So those items still to come and in the news on The Fan.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.